The UN bookshop was packed for the launch event that brought together the Assistant Secretary General for Human Rights, seated next to the first American to escape death row thanks to DNA testing. There's no outright ban on the death penalty under international law, but for decades, UN bodies and agencies have been urging member states to abolish it or suspend it, otherwise known as a moratorium. The guest of honour, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, has taken a deep personal interest in the cause, and he explained why.
We need to fix a broken system. We need to abolish the death penalty. In my foreword to this book, I commend it especially to those who are not convinced. They, more than anyone, need to read these cogent arguments. I thank you for your commitment. Thank you.
Kirk Bloodsworth, who faced execution in a US jail for a crime he did not commit, addressed Mr. Ban directly after he spoke.
And I was remarking when I was listening to your remarks, sir, we cannot unexecute someone. That's it. It was the most horrible experience I ever felt in my life. And I've been doing this now for 22 years, 30 years. I will never stop, Mr. Secretary.
Thank you very much for your...
Despite being exonerated, the death penalty destroyed hope and compassion, he said. It infects the whole of society the world over.
It's destroyed my life. I was supposed to be a fisherman. We kill people to say killing is wrong. That can't be right. As great as we are as nations, as people, cultures, religions, different feelings of life, one thing remains. The innocent should be protected. And if we can't do it, we shouldn't do it at all. And I look out over this lawn and say, what happened to me could happen to anybody. Out here.
The UN Human Rights Chief, Ivan Simonovic, said he'd been campaigning against the death penalty since he was a teenager. He outlined how far the UN had moved on the issue.
It starts in 75, where we have 92% of member states executing. And in 2015, just 40 years later, we have 27%. So general trend is quite clear.
There's no evidence, he said, that the death penalty deters crime.
However, there is compelling evidence that efficient sentencing and efficient justice system do deter crime. But it's easier to appear to be tough on crime by using draconic measures and death penalty. Believe me, I know what I'm saying. I'm former Minister of Justice.
Actually, my question first is, what the leadership, how we can create and generate and produce the leadership in those countries, those who are far away from this kind of things.
One question from the audience came from former Pakistani MP turned religious rights campaigner Pervez Paul Rafiq. Following terrorist attacks, his country recently ended its moratorium on the death penalty. Mr. Simonovic said this was a self-defeating move.
Does the death penalty deter terrorists? Is this logical? If people who are ready to blow themselves up, can they be scared by the death penalty? Just to the contrary, by executing, you are transforming criminals into martyrs.
Although state executions are down year on year, the number of death sentences passed went up. There is still a long way to go, advocates agreed, before capital punishment is a thing of the past. Matthew Wells, United Nations.